bell that still echoes, the price that it calls to be free.
It's 5:38 on your Going Home program. Mark Cope, Sam Corsi with you, and now C.P. Kelly is with us. He's a musician who sings, plays several instruments, and last year he decided to enter into the music industry, and today he joins us to talk about his music and his inspirations, and we welcome you to the program, C.P.
Well, good evening, sir. Thank you for having me.
Now, looking through your information here, I see that you have influences that range everything from Frank Sinatra to Garth Brooks, but you more or less chose to focus on country music. Any particular reason to choose that genre of music?
Country is closer to my heart than anything else. I enjoy country music because you can go from something totally serious, such as divorce, the breaking up of a home, things like that, to something just absolutely outrageous and hilarious, you know, where people go, oh, wow, ha, 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 you know, and can laugh along with you and enjoy themselves. So it doesn't stick with just one subject. And country music changes as people's lives change. I have a country song that reflects every mood I live through during the day.
What got you started in this?
A desire to perform, to entertain, to get out there, get my face seen, my voice heard, draw people into the show, have them enjoy it. I enjoy performing more than anything else.
Now, have you always sang country, or have you performed to different kind of audiences before?
Honestly, the majority of my country has been done through karaoke over the past 10 to 12 years. Before then, I was a member of my junior high school choir. And, of course, you know, that was, musical selections were fairly limited there, you know, just basic choir standards that most people would sing. So, you know, but country has always been near and dear to my heart because I grew up with it. I was always surrounded by classic country. Conway Twitty, Loretta Lynn, Porter Wagoner, Roy Clark, Buck Owens, Glenn Campbell, all of the really big names, Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, love her, miss her, mm-hmm. You know. That right there is a once-in-a-lifetime voice. So, yeah, so I've been raised around country most of my life.
Now, have you completed your album, or are you working on it?
I am actually hoping to step into the studio tomorrow to work on the very first single. We've had to get a lot of things in line and situated because it started out as a poem. A gentleman put the poem to music, and I've been listening to the MP3 of the music that was recorded and matching it up with the words. And there were things that I wanted to add to it, things I wanted to subtract, things I wanted to move around a little bit. So hopefully we're going to start working on that tomorrow. And with this interview and others that I've done, people hear my demo. Hopefully I can get some songwriters. Because I apologize. I know nothing about writing music.
Now, Jason Dowd is a publicist that I've done several bookings with, and I understand that there's a song called Wings that is very personal for him, and it's a song that that I believe that you have taken to where you, is that going to be included on this album as well? And what's the story behind that?
That is the first single that we will be working on. The story behind it is that it's a poem that he wrote about a really good childhood friend of his. They grew up together for years. They were almost like brothers. They lost contact as years went by, and then they reconnected for a very short period of time, and then the friend went silent again. And then Jason found out the reason that he went silent was because he committed suicide. And the poem, which is now turned into a song, is basically Jason's questions of, why did you do this?
Mm.
I don't understand, you know, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you reach out to me? You knew I was here. We'd reconnected, you know, and then just to do this, You know, it just it's questions that Jason has that'll never be answered.
Now, that being a very personal story with him, and certainly has his feelings and his passion about that, do you find that a challenge a little bit different than singing songs that maybe are of your own personal experiences or things that you wrote? Does it put a little extra pressure on you to grab a hold of the vein of that, so to speak, when it's something so personal and so devastating, really?
I don't believe it has. When he first handed me the poem, I had not heard the music track that had been recorded. And I read the poem, and I had tears in my eyes by the end of it. And I'm hoping to get through a vocal recording of it without bursting out into tears by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very powerful. It's very emotional. I've talked to Jason at great lengths about it, and he's explained to me where the poem came from. And I've gotten to see that side of it. And I honestly believe I can pull the emotions out that need to be pulled out. And I won't be faking them either. I will be feeling the song. I feel almost like I know the guy that committed suicide, and I never met him.
Mm.
So, you know, it's... I don't want to say research because research is, you know, it's kind of, it makes it sound very clinical.
Yeah.
But sitting there with Jason and talking to him about it and seeing the look on his face that this childhood friend just ended his life.
Yeah.
And without any explanation, without any warning, I got the feeling of that poem. Then I heard the music track. And the music track is great. It does need some improvements, and that's what we're hopefully going to be working on tomorrow.
Now, you're talking about going in the studio tomorrow, working on the first song. Is there a time frame for the first album when you expect to have however many songs you're going to have lined up on it and already kind of have it scheduled out as to, you know, when things are going to hit?
There is no schedule for an album release date. Because all I have is this one song right now. We have ads out looking for songwriters, someone for me to be able to correspond with online, over the phone, or if they're local, meet with them, sit down, talk to them, tell them about some of my life experiences that I've been through, and see if they can craft something. Or if they have something that they say, well, here's one that you might like, and I look over it, and I hum it in my head, and I go, wow, I like that, then I'll take it. You know, please, let me have it. I need songwriters.
How would somebody get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me through my website, cpkelly.com. There is a my business email address is on it, cpkellymusic@gmail.com. But that's on the website as well, and people can make comments. They can see videos of my performances. These interviews that I've been doing are also going on to the website where they can hear them. And they can hear my plea for songwriters. I'm just about ready to offer anything except my new baby.
Where have you been performing?
I have mostly been doing karaoke at local bars. Like tonight, I'm going to my dad's VFW post, 10094 here in Largo. And that's always a great place to sing, especially when I pull out something like Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly. That gets a lot of people's heads turned toward the stage.
Well, CP, we certainly want to wish you all the best, especially as you're working on this first very emotional song and then looking for other songs to go on the album and certainly songwriters to help out. There has been the Batman single has been shot out looking for songwriters. And I'll give your website one more time so people can follow you or get in contact with you.
Okay, the website address is cpkelly, and that is with two E's, .com.
All right, very good. CP, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, sir. I just appreciate your time and letting me get my plea out there and you know, just talking to you about my music and my love for it and how I'm looking forward to just taking this as far as it can go.
All right. We want to wish you good luck on everything and appreciate you being on the program.
Sir, I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
For almost 10 years, I've been a